As we think this morning about another great and wondrous attribute of God, we consider a word that is not very familiar to any of us because it is a Hebrew word, a word that shows us about who God is and tells us a lot about what our God is all about. In fact, we might notice here that in the, really what we might say, root of the word is the idea of what is called Adon. This means the concept of Lord or Lordship. Really, it's a generic term that might refer to many different things, such as kings and rulers, even of the earth. So it doesn't have to be just from the deity standpoint. But if we move on to Adonai, and we add the other part to the word, then we begin to find a concept that is applied only to the headship or lordship of God Almighty. Again, not a word that would even refer to just other gods or even other types of deity, but a word that is specific to refer there in the Hebrew to God. And so as we look at the word Adonai, we find here an important word that indicates the sovereign rule, the really lordship of God, that He is the King and the only King, that He alone is, in a sense, the ruler of all things, as certainly as well we understand Him to be the Creator of all things. We might also think just for a moment then about a name in Scriptures that often is heard, especially in the book of Kings, around the time of David, even Joab being involved, a man named Adonijah. Later there was another Adonijah mentioned in the Bible. Again, we find the same root, the concept of the Lord. But what does it really mean, that word? It really means that Yahweh is my Lord. And so that man was named after God in a sense, and the lordship, or again, the kingship of God. With these things in mind, we might look then briefly at a few places where this concept is used. The first is found there in Exodus chapter 34, and there in chapter 34, we actually see Moses, as he has just seen the wonderful glory of God. And as he has seen that glory, there's something that is said here that shows us truly that God is Lord. And there's the word Adonai once again used to show us who God is. The verse says, three times in the year all your men shall appear before the Lord. But then it says, the Lord God of Israel. You see, God, the king. This was before the time of the kings. And we even know that when Joshua and others later revealed to us the direction Israel was going, or Samuel saw the days when they pleaded and begged for a king and demanded a king, that God says, I am king. Well, here we have that concept. The Lord God is king, or is really the ruler over Israel. Another idea that we might find is over a few books in the book of Deuteronomy. Here we find, again, a similar account, as we often find several things that are similar about these two books and the books here of the Pentateuch. But in Deuteronomy chapter 10 and verse 17, we have again the concept of God, and more specifically, God being Lord of Lords. If you look there in verse 17 of chapter 10 with me, the Bible says, for the Lord your God is God of gods, is Lord of Lords, the great God, the mighty and awesome, who shows no partiality nor takes a bribe. You see all the descriptive terms there that again show the idea of God being king. So, do you respect your God as king? Have you set Him up and allowed Him to rule in your life, as we learn from the idea of Adonai?